morning. The time is 8:07 currently in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. Overcast skies. Temperature stands at 67 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on the program in just a few minutes at 8:15, we'll be joined by the host of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow. Talk a bit about the debate last night. I got a few thoughts myself. Not from somebody who actually watched the debate. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say I actually watched the debate. I have a few thoughts on debating itself. So we're going to talk about what happened last night, because I will say that the folks of Civic Media were down in Milwaukee. Many of the programs were live from the Deer District near the site of the debate at Fiserv Forum. But number one, I was busy. We had the big high school sports show last night from 6 till 8, and then I was finishing up here and then drove home. And by the time I got home, it was 30 minutes into the debate. And I have a personal motto: never turn on Fox News Channel. So I made dinner. I watched Mystery Science Theater 3000, and I enjoyed my evening. And I will say that what happened on Mystery Science Theater 3000 was in some ways more realistic than what I've read happened at the Republican debate last night. So we'll talk to Pat Kreitlow coming up in just a few minutes at 8:15. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to hear one of the interviews that I had last night on the Big High School Sports Show. I would rather listen to one of our area student athletes than, say, Tim Scott or Nikki Haley or Mike Pence. We're going to hear from Kaden Bankston. He is a senior running back for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. D.C. Everest, 1-0 on the season. They have a second game tonight taking on Chippewa Falls. So we'll hear the conversation that myself, my co-host Jason Foster had with Kaden Bankston from D.C. Everest coming up in hour number two of the program. So that's call coming up here this morning on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Question I want to throw out there to you to think about. We didn't always have presidential debates. In fact, until 1960, the famous Kennedy-Nixon debates, we did not have debates. No presidential candidates actually debated each other until 1960. And for all the talk about how vital those debates were between Kennedy and Nixon, about how the fact that Nixon sweated under the cameras, under the hot lights of the cameras back in 1960, that was not the reason that John F. Kennedy won a very, very close election. Depending on who you talk to, John F. Kennedy won that election because they cheated, because they were able to find some votes in Texas. I don't know whether or not that happened or not, but again, it was not the fact that Nixon was sweating under the lights. That's based on after-the-fact thoughts about looking back on those debates. The reason I'm going to throw this out there, would we be better off as voters, as our Democratic Republic system of government, to make better decisions on who to serve as president if we got rid of these debates? Because we saw, I think, the presidential debates between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, where Donald Trump acted like a petulant child 4 years ago. Did we learn anything other than what we knew about Donald Trump? Did we learn anything about substantive issues? Are we going to learn anything about substantive issues? We've heard, I was listening to Pat earlier this morning on Up North News, basically the thought that, again, all these folks talking over each other, refusing to answer the question in any straightforward way. Have the idea of these presidential debates run their course in terms of being of any use to the American voter? I'm beginning to think that, at the very least, if we took a break for a cycle, if, say, in the 2024 cycle, we did not have any presidential debates. Once we got the nominees, we didn't have any debates between the major party nominees in the fall of 2024. Would we be losing anything? I don't think so. I really don't think so. And I'm going to open this up to you a little bit later in the program because I'm curious to know if you think that you get anything out of these debates. I'm not just talking about Republican debates. I'm talking about Democratic debates as well. You remember last time around, what were there? They had to actually have to split the Democratic primary field into two 4 years ago. At the start of the process, they literally could not get everybody on stage at the same time. Are we better off having one-on-one interviews with major, you know, news networks where we get an hour or 90 minutes or 2 hours talking one-on-one, delving into these issues? We're going to talk more about that coming up as we continue. But we're going to take a quick break and then come back and hear from Pat Kreitlow from Up North News coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is coming up on 8:16 on this Thursday morning. Overcast skies, 67 degrees currently in Wausau. And every Thursday here at about 8:15, we're very happy to welcome in the host of Up North News Radio, which you hear every weekday morning from 6 until 8 a.m. here on Bow Falls Radio and on the Civic Media app. The host, Pat Kreitlow. Pat, good morning.
Hey, Chad. Good morning to you.
Well, I know, did you have to stay up after beyond your bedtime last night?
I stayed up way beyond my bedtime. It was a clear case of we watch so you don't have to.
I know.
And
I feel guilty saying it.
I'm now going to say that I'm it's kind of a one and done. It was in Milwaukee, so of course I wanted to hear if there was anything that was, you know, rather Wisconsin specific. There was not. And, you know, again, like I said before, you know, kick the tires on this field of candidates. And since everybody pretty much lived down to expectations, I cannot tell you at all that you missed anything of substance.
I said before the break, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more, have the whole ideas of presidential debates outlived their usefulness?
Well, you know, Chad, the one thing about talk shows is that imitation is the sincerest form of talk radio. And as soon as you said that, I immediately typed it into my notes for tomorrow morning. So I'm not even going to answer your question without first admitting that I'm stealing it for tomorrow because I think that they have. I think that there are better ways. I mean, unless you're going to get back to an actual debate, what we saw last night in the Fiserv Forum was WrestleMania. And I've never been a fan of live audience debates because then you pander toward the crowd to try to get the applause line or the laugh rather than actually answer, you know, the substance of the question. And so if this is what debates now are or what pass as debates, count me out.
I think the media has a little responsibility as well. I think I was, you know, here tuned in all day long yesterday.
Oh, I'm totally putting it on them.
Granted,
the candidates go for the applause.
Right. No, no.
Media outlets set up these rules. They're not real.
I think my tone may imply that I was disagreeing with you. I was not disagreeing with you. I'm actually going to the next point. Is that I you know, listening to our folks all day yesterday, I think we were, you know, all the programs that brought in guests were discussing issues, but I was reading some other national media folks who fall into the trap of saying, well, you're looking for who has the stinger, ready to listen for Chris Christie to get that stinger out there. Not really even beforehand talking about what they're going to be talking about afterwards. And, you know, one of the things that frustrates me during the course of an election season now, especially with some of the, you know, the major, you know, news networks where they're battling for ratings, they treat it like it's Sunday Night Football. They treat it like it's a sporting event. They treat it like John Madden with the telestrator. I mean, you see some of these folks that are at the big board, they become big stars because of the way that they act like they're at the CBS chalkboard back in the day when John Madden invented it, calling it Debate Night in America on CNN and just stealing it from Football Night in America. I mean, this is a whole bigger subject because, you know, obviously you've been in the news business so long where probably remember when the news divisions were not considered profit centers. Well, now, of course, they are profit centers, and it's changed everything that the way that they've covered it. It's even beyond the candidates because I think, you know, you can almost understand the candidates the way that they act because afterwards, if somebody talks about a really intelligent way of expanding Social Security benefits or talking about choice in a serious way, that doesn't get any traction. It's the zingers that get the traction. And it feels as though this hole has got so deep without taking a step back and maybe giving it a break and trying again in 4 or 8 years, we're just going to go through this cycle for the next year of where we're focusing on the wrong things. And the people that are the voters, they're not served by the way that is covered by, I would say, the major networks who are fighting for every viewer.
I will actually, instead of agreeing with every word that you said, because I do, but I will latch on just one small thing that you said in talking about the pregame shows, if you will, when you referenced the Civic Media one. And I shame on me, I did not take the time on my show, and I want to do it right now, to say that the setup show, the preview show that was done last night by Todd Alba and Kristen Bry and Rick Wilson and Trigvi Olsen was stellar. I was not intending to listen to it, but I had the Civic Media app on, as I thought I would be listening to the prep show on the cable channel. But to everything you just said, it was the same pablum over and over again. It was entirely predictable, whereas the point that were being made by Todd and Kristen and Trigvi and Rick were so much better than what you were getting on these cable networks. I really want to tip my cap to the folks who put that show together. And if we're going to keep having debates and conventions and things, I think you really got a much better Wisconsin-centered setup for that debate in our show than you did from the national network. So good on them.
Again, we're talking to Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News, 6 to 8 a.m. here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I do not think Vitor Ramaswamy is going to be the nominee of the Republican Party, but something that's jumped out in terms of watching him and just, you know, listening to him, I think that true change within the Republican Party, it's not coming yet, but it's going to take, I think, a younger politician. Somebody that, you know, I think you can compare it to what Barack Obama brought to the Democratic Party it's hard to believe. It's been about 16 years now since Barack Obama first ran for the White House. But when I was thinking about this, again, watching, you know, in terms of pictures and seeing, you know, who's on stage and even who's, you know, in office here in Wisconsin. We're in this era right now, both statewide and nationally, where we have so many older politicians. Do you agree that the next major change, and maybe the kind of change that the Republican Party needs to break away from the idea of Trumpism, is going to come from a younger politician? And I would piggyback that in 2028, the Democratic Party better find some young voices, because I think that we're kind of teetering here with the lack of, I think, new voices out there. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I think that your point on the Democratic side is spot on, that they had better figure out who are their young voices of the future. You know, it's not Kamala Harris, who's my age, 59. It's more of your Pete Buttigieg and others like that. But on the Republican side, they better be careful, because if their move toward the younger voices come from wannabe MAGA authoritarians like, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy, who really, if he embraces anybody, it's not Donald Trump, it's not Ronald Reagan, it's Viktor Orban, the current authoritarian leader of Hungary, who has been demolishing press freedom and academic freedom, and everything that he said yesterday showed, like I said on the show, people are going to vote for him only because Kim Jong-il isn't on the ballot, because he's the kind of, you know, person that they would really relate to. If the Republican Party goes even further to the right with their young people, they will become an irrelevant party. Democrats, meanwhile, better find the young people who are going to be their voice of 2028. There was, though, I should hasten to add, there was a young voice in that debate last night on the conservative side that could have turned that debate around. It was a pre-taped question. He was from the Young Americas Foundation, this group that Scott Walker is running now. And his question was to the candidates, young conservatives like me feel like you candidates don't get that climate change is a real issue. It is also a real opportunity. We have to do something about it. Can you help assure us that you're paying attention to this? And I thought, oh my gosh, great question. But every one of the answers was, oh no, absolutely not. Drill, baby, drill, and let's frack, and let's get rid of electric vehicles. And it was just absolutely depressing. So there are young conservatives that could move up, but the current Republican orthodoxy won't let them.
It may be a little thing, but it really bugged me that Ramaswamy didn't understand when the Constitution was put into effect in this country. I remember when I was in high school, it was, I was graduating around the time of the 200th anniversary of the Constitution. So it was actually kind of a big thing back in 1989, because the Constitution was discussed and then ratified in that period of 1788, 1789. And, talking about, what made Republicans tend to talk about what made America, great. And he was talking about how the Constitution saved us during the Revolution. It's little things like that bother me. Mm-hmm. And I know, and am I wrong where I see
well,
that?
No,
where
especially,
I'm wrong?
Especially for a guy who made the point that when people graduate high school, they shouldn't be allowed to vote, basically, unless they could pass a citizenship test. But he also would not pass that test, giving answers like that. All it told me is the bar was set too low to qualify for this debate. He had no business being up there. He has no experience. He has no level of maturity. Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, no business being up there. Asa Hutchinson, no business being up there. Now, I know the bar is going to be raised for the next debate, but this ought to be a lesson that for your first debate, you can't just be letting the peanut gallery in and hoping that maybe they catch fire, because instead you get somebody who was an absolute agent of chaos, which, again, got style points, but there's nothing about that guy that says he's going to win the nomination, much less the presidency. So really, you got a lot of noise, but you really wasted everyone's time.
Often in the past, when there would be a big story that would hit on the day of a debate, it would be handled in a serious way. And I thought yesterday, when the news came of Vladimir Putin basically taking out Prigozhin, and again, we don't have the evidence at this point, but back when Prigozhin...
Yes, we do. We have the evidence, because Putin is still the leader of Russia. That's all the evidence you need in my book.
Obviously, there was talk of Prigozhin trying to go into Moscow in a coup a few months ago, and everybody said, well, the sand in the hourglass is running out for that person, and yesterday a plane went down and he and nine others were killed. I would have thought that the fact that so many members of the Republican Party have been putting their arms around Putin recently, such a difference from the old Reagan evil empire days. Was there discussion about the idea of where these candidates and the party itself stands when it comes to Russia, when it comes to Vladimir Putin, when it comes to looking at, again, I would say, a murderous thug that is in charge in one of the most powerful countries in the world? Or was it, again, the game show aspect of a debate where we don't really talk about anything that wasn't already scripted out beforehand?
Vivek Ramaswamy was the only one to say that he would not favor new aid to Ukraine. The others did, but while some of them like, you know, Mike Pence and Nikki Haley said, you know, look, we need to be a leader in the world. Others, like Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott, just went into the most crass pandering of trying to compare Ukraine to our southern border. And to say that, let's not worry about, you know, whether we're going to someday have to send troops to Europe. Let's worry about, you know, shooting. Let's send the military into Mexico, you know, because that wouldn't become a quagmire. So, unfortunately, what could have been, you know, a more substantive point on Ukraine quickly devolved into Tim Scott's ridiculous notion that apparently if you hand every IRS agent a gun, they're a border agent, and suddenly they're effective. And so not nearly enough was done by the moderators of the debate to keep things, shall we say, real. They did what you know, Fox News does.
And yes, finally, I guess I would want to ask you about, you know, what one of the points you just made and also generally about DeSantis. And I have to say, when I heard that he basically talked about lethal force at the southern border, that, you know, basically he was, again, trying to act the tough guy. That's, he's been one of his roles since becoming governor of Florida. But again, these are not, it goes back to the mentality that Trump had when he went down that escalator and talked about the rapists, that everybody that comes in is a rapist. There are people that are trying to basically save themselves and their families' lives. And he's talking about bringing the guns out and shooting them all when they get to the border. I found that to be disgusting, number one. And I guess number two, one of the questions was, does Ron DeSantis have a reset button? Because he's been basically not impressive, to say the least, since he's jumped into this race. Did he do anything last night that would change the narrative in terms of the trajectory of his campaign?
I agreed with the analyst afterwards who said it really looked like DeSantis has stopped trying. Like, he feels like, you know, a 40-point lead to Donald Trump can't be overcome. And so he's just going to go with the angry white man shtick and, you know, try to make more off of that, make his name off of that, maybe do another term as Florida governor, try to, you know, but that he can't be the nominee right now so long as Trump is still legally able to be the nominee. So he's going to go with this angry thing where over and over again, he was trashing America as, you know, we're going backwards and our, you know, best days are behind us and our cities are hollowed out and just everything that wasn't inspiring. And there's just something about the Florida governor, the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, that all they can do is talk about how to be cruel to brown people trying to live the American dream. And even Chris Christie fell into that trap, saying that he'd round up all the undocumented immigrants and send them all back because that's a fine use of our resources. We know what has to be done, and Republicans for two generations have failed to take seriously the notion of real immigration reform, and we need that so badly for our workforce. But Chris Christie is going to take away all the undocumented immigrants, so nobody's going to be around to milk the cows in Wisconsin, right, or harvest the crops. And Vivek Ramaswamy was telling all the women last night, ladies, stay home. You don't need a career. You need to get pregnant. Well, take even more women out of the workforce. There was no serious economic plan from these candidates last night.
One final point. I bet you remember presidential debates on the Republican side from 1988 to basically 2016. You could play a drinking game when all the candidates would try to talk about Ronald Reagan and compare themselves to Reagan. Well, then that stopped in 2016. I was curious, were there any Reagan mentions, or are we truly past that?
Oh, because... yeah. Oh, no. Reagan is back. and people saying that, you know, they were like Chris Christie compared himself to Reagan. Mike Pence compared himself to Reagan. Oh, yeah. And again, that's old school mainline Republicanism. And there's still people who are very big fans of Trump, who will still invoke Reagan, even though Trump won't ever invoke Reagan because he thinks he was, you know, greater than Reagan ever was. So, no, St. Ronnie is still going to be with us for quite some time in today's Republican Party.
Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News, 6 to 8 a.m. here on Bull Falls Radio and the Civic Media app. Well, Pat, again, thanks for your time. Rest up. I know it was a late night for you last night. And thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Absolutely. So, Pat Kreitlow, again, make sure you wake up bright and early each and every weekday. Join Pat from 6 until 8 a.m. right here before this program on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. We are going to take a break, and we're going to delve a little bit more into that point that I made early on. Have the presidential debates outlived their usefulness? Do we need to take a time out, for lack of a better term, in terms of the debates? Maybe reset things, get back to what they once were. If you go back every election cycle, you can watch C-SPAN, and they'll replay some of the original debates, because the debates in 1960, then they stopped until 1976 when President Ford took on Jimmy Carter. And they were, compared to what we see today, very highbrow, talking about topics and not being a circus and very straightforward. Do we need to take a step back and almost a reset? So we're going to talk about that coming up. But first, we will have a news update. We'll find out what's going on around the country, around the world with CBS, and also Brittany Merlo back with a Bow Falls Radio Civic Media news update as well. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. The time is 8:35. More to come here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. What are words for? If nobody listens, does it matter at all? It sounds a lot like a presidential debate these days, doesn't it? And again, my question to you, and I'm going to open it up. If you have a thought on this, give me a call, 715-298-1248. 715-298-1248. Have presidential debates outlived their usefulness? Do you get anything out of these debates? 2 hours of what we saw last night, what we've been hearing about that occurred last night in Milwaukee. And that's only the first one of the 2024 presidential cycle. We're going to see plenty more of them, culminating in the two nominees for the White House meeting on a stage probably 3 times. Usually it's 2, 3, or 4 times, depending on the negotiations. But are you getting anything out of this? Are you learning anything about these candidates? Are you finding out something you didn't know? Have you found a candidate you may not have considered, but hey, I liked what he or she had to say on a debate stage? 715-298-1248. 715-298-1248 to give your thoughts on that topic. And I just saw a tweet in the last couple of minutes during, I shouldn't say, no more tweets. There's no such thing as a tweet anymore. They're called reposts on X, even though I still call them retweets. But I saw a posting on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it from a sports writer. I follow a sports writer named Richard Deitch. And he put this out 4 minutes ago, in fact. I was looking at some of the posts to see if what's going on during the last break. He says, winners, losers, power rankings, horse race, Twitter sentiment, over-the-top laughter. Tell me again the difference between cable news debate coverage and a post-game show. And that, a post-game show being sports. And I mentioned that during the course of our discussion with Pat Kreitlow, about how basically when you turn on debate coverage or election night coverage, it looks like Fox NFL Sunday. It looks like the NFL Today. It looks like College Game Day. It looks like any of the pregame shows you'll see on a Saturday or a Sunday, inside the NBA, All we need now is Charles Barkley joining the CNN coverage. In fact, recently, before Chris Licht was removed as the chairperson of CNN, he had announced that Charles Barkley was going to be doing a new show on CNN, weekly show with Gayle King. I've not heard whether or not that's continuing or when it's going to start. But, you know, you may as well bring the Inside the NBA crew to talk about the election coverage, because it has all the depth that we have from the people that we see on these post-game shows, where they put together the desk with their panels. It looks like sports, and it shouldn't be that way. I love sports. I do sports, but I treat sports differently than what I do here every day. It's all about, because, again, when people like myself were growing up, if you're my age or older, you remember the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite, where it was not about how much flashiness you could have, how much color you could have on your screen, not having some analyst there at the big board treating it like the chalkboard that John Madden used for so many years. It's a combination of different things. I don't put this all on the candidates. They realize, what do these post-game panels talk about? What do the media talk about in the day or 2 days afterwards? Is it about a serious discussion of immigration? Is it about a serious discussion of healthcare coverage? Is it a serious discussion on what our role should be vis-a-vis Ukraine? No, it's about who made the zinger, who had the biggest gaffe. It's disgusting. It really is disgusting. And I do, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a member of the civic media staff, but I was here all day doing my work and having the radio on, listening to what civic media was providing in the run-up to the debate. And it was serious coverage. It was serious about issues. And frankly, there were a couple of times where I kind of rolled my eyes because there was such a seriousness about, well, maybe they're going to talk about this issue. Maybe they're going to be able to find out something about these candidates in terms of these issues. And my first thought was, it was kind of like, you know, when Lucy's holding that football, saying, hey, Charlie Brown, come and kick it. This time we're going to be serious. We're going to talk about real issues that the American people are dealing with. Believe me, we're going to do it. Come on. Come on, try and kick the ball. And then us, as the viewing and listening public, come charging towards that football and then ready to kick it, and then the ball's pulled away again. That we're not actually talking about the serious issues that this country faces. And I put as much on it in this rush for profit. Because these networks, the cable news networks, they need these debates. Last night it was Fox. And I guarantee you their audience was much larger than it would normally be on a Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Next up, it could be CNN. I don't know if it's CNN. I think MSNBC's got to feel a little left out, because at this point, I don't hear of any thoughts of a Democratic debate. As much as Marianne Williamson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would like to have debates, there's no way Joe Biden is showing up to talk to those two candidates. But again, these networks get big boosts in viewership on debate nights. But again, that tweet was so perfect from Richard Deitch. Winners, losers, power rankings, horse race, Twitter sentiment, over-the-top laughter. Tell me again the difference between cable news debate coverage and a post-game show. And again, a post-game show being an NFL post-game show or an NBA post-game show. Has debates outlived its usefulness? Something we're going to continue to think about as this cycle continues. I think we'd be better off if we stopped these made-for-TV debates and started doing things a little differently. Coming up more, the time is 8:48. I'm Chad Holmes on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Friday night, the Wausau West High School football team looks to make it two wins in a row to start off the 2023 season. The Warriors will play host to Napier. Hear all the action live online at BowFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream 2, and on the Civic Media app, Sports 2 Stream, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on tape delay following our marathon broadcast Friday night on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Wausau West Football on Bull Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, North Star Restoration, Shine Chiropractic, and Big Beauty Boutique. It's Wausau West taking on DePeer in high school football. Live online at BullFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream 2, and on the Civic Media app, Sports 2 Stream, and on tape delay following Marathon on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Lift me, won't you lift me above the old routine? Make it nice, play it clean, jazz
home show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:52 on this Thursday morning, getting closer and closer to the weekend. Just heard a promo for our coverage of Wausau West football tomorrow night. In fact, it's a busy weekend generally. Bull Falls Radio is the only Wausau radio station that still covers on a play-by-play basis high school football. High school sports generally, and during the fall, high school football. And we have three games on our schedule. Tomorrow night, two, and then one on Saturday afternoon. Tomorrow night, 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. The Marathon Red Raiders will take on Stanley Boyd. That game can be heard live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also at 6:35 tomorrow night, Wausau West against DePeer. You can hear that game live a couple of different ways. Number one, on our website, BullFallsRadio.com. Click on Sports Stream 2. Also, you can do it, I think the best way to do it is download the Civic Media app. If you download the Civic Media app, then on Bull Falls Radio's page, just click on Bull Falls Radio and you'll see our primary stream, Sports 2 Stream, and Sports 3 Stream. And tomorrow night on Sports 2 Stream, you can tune in to Wausau West against DePeer live. 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. That game will also air on a tape delay basis following the marathon game tomorrow night on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And then on Saturday afternoon, the start of a new season for the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Newman, two-time defending WIAA 8-player football champions, currently hold the state's longest win streak of 29 games in a row. It's not going to be easy to continue that on Saturday. Cardinals lost 10 seniors, only one starter returning. So it's a pretty new team for Newman, and they face a team that's expected to be among the best in the state, a playoff contender in Three Lakes Phelps. Three Lakes Phelps comes to Balliet Field at Newman Catholic. We will have live coverage right here on Bull Falls Radio on Saturday. 12:35 for the pregame, 1 p.m. for the opening kickoff. Newman against Three Lakes Phelps, live Saturday afternoon on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we will be hearing an interview with a local student athlete. Every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m., myself and former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster host the big high school sports show, 2 hours of nothing but the best in high school sports coverage. And we every week talk to a coach guest and we talk to a student athlete guest. And last night we talked to D.C. Evers senior football standout Caden Bankston. And Caden Bankston was our guest last night. We're going to bring you that interview, hear from a very personable young man that came in last night to our studios to talk about school, talk about his team, his teammates, and the upcoming season as well. So Caden Banks, and we'll hear that discussion coming up at about 8:15. I should say 9:15 this morning here on this program. I get so confused with time at times early in the morning, but that will be coming up in the second hour. We'll also talk about the Brewers. Brewers on a nice win streak. Brewers are off today. But the Brewers, again, they have been outstanding in extra innings recently. They had a stretch of three games in a row that they won in extra innings a couple of weeks ago. And now they're in the midst of a five-game win streak. Last weekend, they took three in a row against the Texas Rangers and a first-place team in the American League West. And now they took a pair of games from the first-place team in the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins. Yesterday, the Twins scored a run in the top of the 10th inning to take a 7-6 lead, but the Brewers would score twice in the bottom of the 10th inning and win it by a score of 8-7. So the Crew continuing to impress. Just over a month ago in the regular season, and the Brewers in first place in the National League Central. So we'll talk a little bit more about where they stand. And, of course, the Packers getting set for their final preseason game. And good for the Packers that the hot weather looks to be out of the way by the time we get to the weekend. Boy, if you would have been out there yesterday, and right here in Wausau, it was 107 heat index. So at the Brewer game, literally, they were not giving the baseballs to the home plate umpire yesterday in Milwaukee because he was sweating so much it would make the balls too wet for the pitcher. So instead of the home plate umpire giving the pitcher a new baseball, they gave all the baseballs to one of the base umpires because the home plate umpire is wearing more equipment. They protect themselves from foul balls and such. So the combination of the heat indices above 115 down in Milwaukee yesterday led to literally the sweat would make it too much for him to throw the baseball back to a pitcher and then have that ball be completely wet. It'd be basically a natural spitball, which is, of course, illegal in Major League Baseball. Never seen that before, where the base umpires were forced to take care of the baseballs, and every time there was a foul ball or such, or where there was a new baseball needed, they would give the pitcher the baseball because too much sweat. And you can imagine how much weight that the home plate umpire lost yesterday at that game at American Family Field. So, again, we still have more to come in the second hour. Coming up in just a few minutes at 9:06, we're going to see what the forecast does look like for the weekend. From what I've seen, again, I haven't taken a close look, but it looks like it's going to be a very pleasant weekend here in central Wisconsin. We'll be talking to our meteorologist, Jennifer Vuchiski from Weatherology, coming up at 9:06. And then it'll be Caden Bankston at 9:15 coming up in the second hour of the program. So more to come. I'm Chad Holmes. It is a Thursday morning. The time is 8:58. Glad you could join me here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.